The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
The Homeless Games. Eric Horton is here, who's the organiser of it. And let's find out a little bit about the background to it. It takes place at the Wavertree Sports Centre between the 12th and 13th of April. Morning to you, Eric.
Morning to you, Stevie.
Tell us about the Homeless Games. Where did it come from? Where did it originate from?
It originated from a little... because of my own personal experience of homelessness, it was through depression and I was running away. I was sort of drinking and using that as escapism to get away from depression. I didn't realise it was depression at the time, but that was sort of my escapism. And I ended up on the streets. I lost everything because of it. And sort of the only thing I had other than the drink was what I was always passionate about was football. And I got an opportunity to play in a Homeless World Cup on the latter stage of sort of I'd stopped drinking for a couple of years, but I was sort of still, you know, you can always be tempted back again. But I got the opportunity to play in this tournament, and it was getting held in at Man United Training Centre, Cliff Centre, and the coaches there were fantastic. When we first walked in the doors, I think there was over like 400 competitors over a period of months, and it was narrowed down to 8 people. And we got the opportunity to go and play in Austria. It was the first ever tournament.
Wow.
And I was picked to be captain, which was, it was an honour, obviously, a fantastic honour. And the camaraderie between the teams, it was like 28 different teams from different parts of the world. It was fantastic. And the camaraderie, even though obviously you couldn't talk to them in their language, the universal language of football, you could, you know. And it was just a fantastic, and you were made to feel like you belonged again, you know. It was like I felt like I'm back. That's what kind of, and I wanted to sort of try and give that to other people. And the co-founder Dave Morton, unfortunately, he can't be here today. But like I used to go back to him. He was living in a hostel where I was working at the time, and he said, you know, what's going on about football? You know, what about us doing something else? So the Homeless Games were sort of born from that time, because it was like giving an opportunity to other people to feel that passion, to feel that. And it's another form of escapism. I mean, as I say, it doesn't have to
be... So it's an extension of the Homeless World Cup, basically, isn't it?
It's because of my experience at the Homeless World Cup. And what I noticed when I was involved with the Homeless World Cup was they didn't have the other services, as in, they had certain services, but they didn't have like the mental side, the
mental health provision.
The mental health, they didn't cater, not they catered for them, but they didn't have sort of services, you know, like health services and well-being services. So I thought, because my experience with homelessness, when you're sick and you're homeless, you don't make the effort, or you won't bother to go doctors, to attend an hospital, you know, appointments and things like that. And I thought it'd be fantastic if we could create something that could sort of include more people from a homeless background, a social inclusion background. I mean, that's what it's about. So they've been socially excluded somewhere along the line. They can come to the games. And it was giving them an opportunity to sort of more people to come on board, and not just to have the sport, but to have, like, as I say, things in place so that we hopefully we're having doctors there, as I say, well, health and well-being stalls.
So to help people later on in life. Yeah. How long were you on the streets for, Eric?
My drinking rapidly sort of, well, it got hold of me when my dad died at the age of 27. I mean, that, from that age, I was married at the time as well. From that age to the age of 32, I was sort of drinking to oblivion at that point. I don't remember much of that time. You know what I mean? Because I was sort of home, not home. I was on the streets. I wasn't on the streets. It was that I was like bounced about from pillar to post at the time. My own doing, obviously.
Yeah, you know, but it didn't matter to you in your head where you were. You were literally that far gone.
I was gone. I didn't want to be here, basically, Steve. You get to the point where you're like, you know, you think, well, what's the point of me being here? You know what I mean? I'm more of a burden than anything else. So obviously you're looking at alternatives, and that's the extreme to where you go. But I keep saying to people, like, you know what I mean, you've got nothing else. I mean, when you're like that, it's like one door opens, another one smacks you in the face, and you don't get any further in life unless there's opportunities given to you, you know. But you've always got that little bit of hope. And I say that to people, if you've got that hope, it's just about getting the opportunity as well.
Yeah, because your situation's replicated by an awful lot of people around the city at the moment.
Many.
To me, it looks like homelessness has never been at a worse stage, if you like. I mean, any time of the day you can walk around our city, you see people who clearly are living out there on the streets. How do they get the chance to sort of rebuild and be involved in a homeless games? How does it work? I think a lot of people listening will think, right, so we're talking about people who haven't got a home.
Yeah.
How do they get involved with the homeless games?
Well, we have. I mean, I work for an organisation called Mashman's Accommodation Support.
Mm.
And they've been fantastic. We've got Tony Much Jr. and Senior who have backed me right from the start, because, I mean, when we first had the games, it was run from Mash. And we've got the likes of Victory Outreach, which have come on board, and they're in absence houses, you know. So it's like an holistic view as far as, like, the games. You've got the games, you've got the health and wellbeing store, so people can attend doctors and get... I mean, there's going to be massages and things like that, and people doing nails. So, I mean, they're getting pampered. And on the offset of that, you've also got Mass, which is a men's accommodation, homeless accommodation, you know, supported accommodation, which is sort of offering, obviously, people who are on the streets, we've automatically accommodated them. If they want the option of going to a rehab, we've already got that. So it's like, you know, the whole picture type of thing.
So some of these hostels or some of these places, I don't know, I'm just off the top of my head, like the Whitechapel or some... The people who go to some of these places are given the chance to be involved in the games.
We had a bar when we first done it, which was 2009. With the barriers where it was other councils working with other councils. It's like if you're in Sefton, and I noticed this when I was in Sefton, I wanted to go and do a course in Liverpool. I wasn't allowed to because it wasn't getting funded. It wasn't transferred the funding. So we knew it was about breaking down barriers. So in the initial one, we had the Merseyside Games, and it was inviting all the boroughs as far as St Helens, as far as, like, you know, where we even went, we had people from Blackpool. I mean, so it was breaking down barriers and getting everyone coming to the same spot so we can work with them, basically.
Mm.
And then you could, by doing that, you sort of work with other agencies as well, like, you know, so it's sort of like a spider's web. You're connecting to everyone. You know, and to do that, as I say, with Victory Outreach, they actually go out onto the streets and recruit people, like, you know what I mean, and give them the opportunity to go and stay at their absence houses or get involved with the games, you know what I mean? So it's word of mouth, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, you know, things like that, you know, that's how we try to get it out there.
It's an amazing opportunity, and it's such an important games as well. It takes place between the 12th and 13th of April at Wavertree Sports Centre. Some of the sports involved, everything from table tennis to quick cricket, basketball, wheelchair rugby, badminton, tennis... there's track and field stuff, there's the climbing wall, there's footy, of course, there is. There's all sorts going on there. How many numbers are you expecting to be involved in as competitors?
Again, I'll keep referring back to the first one. When we initially done it, because the plan was to do a Merseyside Games, a North West Games, a National Games, and obviously then we're looking at Europe, and then we're looking at... I know it's a dream, but it's a dream that can happen. Because there's homeless everywhere all around the world, and it was because of my involvement with the Homeless World Cup, and I've seen firsthand how many people actually turned their lives around. Not just look, football saved my life. For me, it was the escapism. Instead of turning to the bottle, that was the way I had to go, and that was the way forward. And I know there's people out there, and it might not be sport. You know, that excelling doing poetry or writing or music or whatever it be, you know what I mean? And with the games, we're trying to cater for everyone, you know. There's something for everyone. We're having a little fairground, you know, games going on and things like that, you know, get the rat and things like that. So, you know, it's gonna be fun as well. Like, but this time, we haven't had the public involved so much, but I want to invite the public. I'd like the public to come and see, you know, their expressions on the face when people, you know, when the medals, you know, everyone's given a medal for attending anyway, a participant's medal. You can win a gold, silver, bronze, like any other, you know, Olympic style. It's not the Olympics, it's a multi-sport event.
Well, what does it mean to the competitors? You know, you yourself having been in the shoes of a lot of the competitors, what do you think it means to them to be involved, actually win something, or even just compete and, have a go?
What I said before, Steve, it's about feeling like you belong again. It's feeling a part of something, if you know what I'm saying. It's like when you're in a place like that, you know, whether it be drugs, the alcohol, you become very selfish, and very shrewd and very manipulative in your ways. You know, it changes you as a person. But that doesn't mean that you're a bad person, like, you know what I mean? I mean, once that you can find something else to escape to, which is going to be a more healthier lifestyle, you know, you can see what you can get from people, the potential in people. I mean, everyone's got talents that are hidden, you know. Everyone excels at something, but it's about trying to sort of give them that opportunity and finding something where they can come and feel like they can relax and be themselves. A lot of people will be coming just to have a taste of what it used to be like when they used to take part in these sports when they were younger, and it's getting that buzz back again, you know what I mean? And for me, it sort of inspired me to turn my life around. Because, I mean, no drug on the planet can replace your own adrenaline. You know, that feeling of you've just won something, or you're taking part, or you're a part of a team. You know, and that's what it's about. It's about feeling a part of something again. And it can turn your life around. They can walk away from it, and they can either change or what, you know. But they've got that choice to sort of say, well, hang on, this was good, this. I don't want to be where I was. I want to try and get involved in something like this. You know what I mean? And maybe do something in my own community or something in my own hostel, where they set up a pool competition. Because the idea was to set competitions all around the country, and then emulating and coming to Liverpool for the homeless games. So you had mini trials all around the country. Now, that's the idea, to sort of get everyone on board. And the idea was to approach every single council in the country and ask them for funding, just for purely for transport and accommodation, so that these people could take part in what we have in Liverpool. You know, I for me, it worked, sport, football, you know, it worked. And I know for a lot of other people, it works, you know. I speak to that many people that say it's turned their lives around. Unfortunately, as I say, the co-founder can't be, because if you've seen that man, his life, I mean, probably has turned around completely. He's now a granddad. He's just been told, like, his daughter just had a baby, so he's a granddad. But this man wasn't speaking to his family for quite a few years because of where he went, because of his drug addiction. He was a poly user. When he came to Bosco, the man could hardly walk. You know, he'd had abscesses in his legs. His lung capacity was only 30%. The man has actually changed his life around. You know, he just stopped the drugs. He's on minimum medication. He's just, I mean, he's inspiration in himself.
Well, one of many inspiring stories, I'm sure, that comes through the homeless games, and I'm sure you see it every year. It's unbelievable. It's a brilliant thing. So even look, if you're not going to be competing in it, people go down there, see what's going on. 12th and 13th of April, Wavertree Sports Centre, all sorts of sports. The dream is to make it bigger year on year.
Yeah.
Hopefully become a nationwide thing. Nice. Eric, doing a fantastic job with it. Good luck. You want more information? I know there's a Facebook page there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, and there's also a Twitter page. And our website is www.thehomelessgames.org.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.